Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Dawn Grant. And enjoy and your 15 minutes of inspiration. February love quotes. It's February 23rd. If you're anything like me, you're probably like, oh my gosh, one of these love quotes is going to be done. We're almost to the end of February. But I've been bringing you 15 minutes of inspirations on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. It's 8:30 Eastern time now. And it's kind of a thought I had to give you some positive message, some messages, inspirational thoughts, and maybe even some motivational advice and guidance so that you can live a healthier and happier, more successful life. My ideal for you would be that you could live a life that is everything you desire and everything you deserve, and that you get an understanding of what that means, and through some inspirations, through some insight, through some thinking and assessing your life and where you've been and where you're at and where you're wanting to be, and to stop long enough in your life to think about that. Cause some people, you know, they just kind of get up in the morning and they go about their day. Next thing you know, they're going to bed that night, and it's the same old same. Some people also feel like they're kind of victims of their lives rather than feeling like they're proactive and able to, you know, create the life that they desire. So I'm a huge advocate of creating the life you desire. And you are in control. You have choices along the way, and you have the ability to really have whatever life you want to live. And your definition of that is different. For every unique individual, there is a unique definition as to what they define as success or what they define as a good life. So hopefully you are living a good life and that you are making clear choices and have clear direction and focus and intentions. But today's love quote for February is, there is one place you can touch a woman that will drive her crazy, and that's her heart. I picked out this quote over a month ago, and I remember thinking, ooh, that's going to draw my attention. One place you can drive a woman crazy, and that's her heart. And I happen to be a huge believer in this from firsthand experience. I used to know somebody that would say, I'm got a mom with two kids, and I had a guy that used to say to me, as long as mom is happy, everybody's happy. At first, I was like, gosh, you know, do you really have to make over mama that much? And I realized that it's kind of true. You know, mom kind of runs the household. If she's in a crabby mood, then she is going to take it out on everybody. If she's stressed out, you're going to know it. And so he made effort to make sure that mama was happy. And you know, I think that's different for everybody. I've had a lot of conversations about this in the last few weeks. You know, some women like their doors opened and some women don't. Some women like flowers and some women don't. And some women, you know, want to be very independent and do their own thing and travel and whatever. You know, and some women want to be at home with the little white picket fence and not even working and just being domestic in the house. All these things are fine. And obviously there's everything in between. And so you almost have to find out from your woman. You have to say, you know, what makes you feel good? What will touch your heart? Because I kind of feel for you guys. You don't really know. You go from one situation to another. You've had relationships in your life where a woman might have liked this, but she didn't like that. I mean, if you really want to be proactive in a relationship, you're going to have to talk to them about it. Or you could try a few different things. Maybe you could buy her flowers and see. You know, if she says, you know what, let's save the earth and let's not kill these plants and you know, I'd appreciate it if we just donated that money to charity, then that's how you could learn. Or you could decide not to do it, and then if it's something she would care for, then you just kind of watch as her feelings get hurt when it's not happening. And again, if you want to be proactive in the situation, if you want that relationship to work, then hopefully you would kind of step up to the plate and make that choice. But I don't want to put all the emphasis on men because I honestly feel like relationships should be 50-50 and women give in a lot of ways as well. But since this is the quote today, there's one place you can touch a woman that will drive her crazy, and that's her heart, then, guys, I'm going to have to be talking to you. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to touch a woman's heart, and they're not typically the really big things. You know, to come over and see that maybe or glass of water is empty, and without being asked, without you know, anything being said, just go fill it up. You know, if you happen to see that she's cooking and cleaning dishes or whatever and the garbage is overloading, then take it out. These are little things that really does get to a woman's heart. And they are the little things that when they're not getting done, do kind of build up. I know for me, it's a thrill. It's just the littlest thing. If a guy recognizes, like if I break, you know, bump my toe or something like that and it hurts, and over across the room, you know, I say to myself out loud, dang it, or ouch, that hurt, or man, I didn't mean to do that, if I, you know, tore something on accident or whatever. And I'll say it under my breath, not really expecting any kind of reaction, but when I get a reaction, that is the most exciting thing to me. It really makes me feel good. It touches my heart when a person is aware enough, when a man's aware enough of their surroundings, that he will do little things, that he'll say little things, that he's aware of little things. And that's a really special thing to experience. And, yeah, I would say that that would make a woman crazy and excited a lot more than other things that you might think would do it. I know people that have challenging relationships, and they argue and bicker a lot. And, you know, there's very little intimacy from a woman when she's feeling hurt or not understood, or when she's not feeling like her guy is paying enough attention to, you know, her surroundings, her space, what she may need, what she may like. And it ends up being a really vicious cycle, unfortunately. And again, I've watched this closely in my life, where, you know, one's not doing for the other, so the other's not doing for the other, and it becomes a huge downhill spiral. And, you know, the guy thinks, well, I've done this and it should be okay. Well, unfortunately, if there's enough, excuse me, built-up crud in there, then it's kind of hard to just do one thing and expect it to fix it all. So if I were a guy, and there's a song out about that now, so I know you guys probably don't want to hear this, but if I were a guy, I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to go into this. It's kind of like a job. You want to go into it being the best you. You don't want to go into it kind of mediocre or not really being your best. If you get hired, which, you know, if you're dating a person or if you're married to a person, you've been hired for that position. You've probably gone through several dates, which was kind of like an interview process. You passed if you got the point where you're getting to hang out with her more than just a few times. And so that tells me you've been hired for the job. And if you went into a job and you were like, oh, I'm only going to show up once every 2 weeks. No, when I do show up, I'm going to be kind of not really available. I'm going to kind of be just so-so when I'm there. I'm not going to really work very hard. I'm not going to get down to and sit and figure things out and see how I can help this business grow stronger and be a partner in the building of it. If you don't do any of that, then why even take the job? Why even take the position? Why even be in that time slot, in that position, if you're not going to be present in it, and if you're not going to do the things that would touch that woman's heart? That would be like not doing the things to you know, do a good job at the position you've been hired for. You've been hired for that position because it's believed that you're going to do certain things. And again, I'm not just picking on guys. It's just because of this quote. A woman earned the position as well, and she should be doing certain things also. But my understanding, especially from reading Men and Venus on a Date, which I really highly recommend to anybody in a relationship, at any stage of a relationship, but look at it and say, oh, I'm sorry. So what I've learned from that is there are stages of a relationship, and men tend to be givers. And it really makes a man feel good when he can please his woman, when he can make her happy, when he sees a smile on her face. And as a receiver, a woman should be grateful and appreciative and authentic in her receiving of that. And it becomes this back and forth that actually creates the most wonderful, amazing feelings that you could possibly ever imagine, which we would say is fostering love in a relationship. But when a guy gives, and it can be anything, and it doesn't have to cost money, it can be in action, it can be in words, it can be in that look, it can be in a touch. When a man gives and a woman receives in a healthy manner, instead of being an awful downward spiral like I spoke of a few moments ago, it's an amazing upward spiral. It's a back and forth of that keeps getting reciprocated. And that's why I told you that guy had said to me, if mama's happy, everybody's happy. Because he understood it. And for those men out there that feel like, oh, I shouldn't have to do all those things, and if you reflected on your life for a moment, you would see, and I could practically guarantee this 100%, think back in your life to the times where you were able to do something for somebody, and just their grateful appreciation of it was the most wonderful feeling you'd ever experienced. And I really tend to believe that men are givers, and it makes men feel good to give, as long as it's respected and appreciated and with gratitude. So why not, you know, take time right now even. Think of the woman that's in your life. There are a lot of things that you have learned about her already. And she is a unique individual. You know, and if you feel like you haven't learned that much about it, then put it on your calendar right now that when you chat with her later, when you, hopefully you would do this in person, you sit across from her and you say, what things do you like? What would you like me to do for you that would help you to feel better? And, you know, find out if she's the one that absolutely doesn't want you to waste your money on flowers, or she's the one that really would appreciate them every once in a while as a surprise. You know, there's everything in between as well, and you're not going to know that unless you ask. Find out, you know, if you really want the relationship to work, then be a participant in it. It's a matter of compromising, and it's a matter of communicating. So brainstorm right now. Go ahead and jot down several things that you already know about your woman that would make her feel good, that would drive her crazy, that would get to her heart because you were doing them. And again, they don't have to cost money. Just go for the simple things and come up with as long a list as possible. And why not put the effort into the relationship that shows that you care, that shows that relationship is important to you, or that she's important to you? And I will guarantee you, you can call me. You got my phone number on my website. If that doesn't turn around any situation that you may have going on, if there's been arguing going on, if there has been just even years of just kind of bitterness building, I will practically guarantee it that you can turn that around by being proactive, by deciding that this relationship's important and that she's important to you, and doing some of the little things. It's almost, I would say it is exactly the same as practicing gratitude in your life. It's one of the things I have my clients do is make a list of things they're grateful for, a long list. So you're picking out all the little things. And then each day add 5 more things you're grateful for. So you go about your day looking for what am I grateful for? And again, it's the little things, which is what I just said about, you know, driving her crazy, getting to her heart with the little things. When you start focusing your mind on gratitude, you feel more gratitude and you feel happier and more joyful in your life, and it's this really wonderful attraction of other grateful things and to be grateful for in your life. And I would say same exact thing will happen if you focus on what can I do to get to her heart that will drive her crazy. And women, it is known, she will reciprocate 100%. Women have a lot of love to give. They do. They have to feel safe, they have to feel comfortable, and if they see you consistently giving and sees that this is an effort that you're truly going to make, she will come back 100%, 110%. Guaranteed. So thanks for tuning in today. Go into your day looking to see what will drive that woman crazy in your life. Let it get to her heart if she's important to you. And visit my website. It's dawngrant.com. I offer private sessions and workshops, and I'm working now at getting some positive thinking classes into some school systems and workbooks. So stay tuned. I'll talk to you on Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern time.